Oh, man. We are glad that you are here, church. We're moving quickly today on purpose, being Love in Action Sunday. We'll talk a little bit more about that. If you're a guest with us today, you picked the perfect day to have your first Sunday here at Fairview. I want to say thank you for your generosity, not just today with Love in Action Sunday, but throughout the year. A couple weeks ago, we announced that we had a year-end giving opportunity, prompted by a couple very generous families from here at church to just encourage and spur on generosity to help us finish the year really well. And so I'm excited. There was one $5,000 match to initiate and say, hey, we'd love to, and just encourage the church to help us finish the year well. And then I think after the first service, that came to two matches. So once we completed the first, if we would, then the second would kick in. And I'm really, really excited to say that the church body, with great generosity, pretty quickly met that first match, which kicked in the second. And so we get to celebrate a year-end gift of over $15,000. So thank you, church. That allows us to finish this year in a really great position and start the next year as well. Speaking of 2026, this past Wednesday, we had our annual business meeting, and if you weren't able to join us, there is a very pretty sparse agenda, but there's some details stapled to this. If you would like to pick that up, they're available at by the doors as you leave today. We have information about our ministry action plan, our budget for 2026, which we presented and discussed. And then on the 14th, next Sunday at the end of worship, we'll be voting on that, ask the church body, both members and regular attenders, to take a look at that and then be prepared to vote. And so it's an important part of being part of this church community, is being invested in some of these decisions, and this is an important one. So if you have any questions about our budget for this year or the next year or other decisions, we also, our elder team proposed two individuals to join the eldership team, which I won't go into all of it, but to say it's Ben Bauman and Tanner Ginder. And if you know either of them, you are more than welcome to reach out and ask questions about what eldership means to them and just get to know them a bit. If you don't know them, you can reach out to me or any of our current elders, and we'd love to get you connected. But that's an important thing to ask the church body to pray about, whether you feel the Holy Spirit's leading in all of these decisions, the budget for next year as well as eldership, which really shapes a lot of things happening inside our church. So I'm going to pray for us today with a lot of thankfulness for the generosity throughout the year today and with Love in Action. So would you pray with me? Jesus, we praise you for this opportunity to be here, to be gathered in this place, to sing, to be led in worship by our youngest worship leaders. What a joy to see their joy and be inspired by their energy and just their such genuine songs of praise. Thank you for the generosity of the church body here that you provide for us through the church body to give to and through the church body. It's just an amazing way that you've established the path towards health and growth and just the financial necessity that allows us to pursue the mission and vision of making disciples by bringing people to Jesus and building people up to live like Jesus and sending people out to serve like Jesus. So thank you for your faithfulness in this realm, but in every way as well throughout the year, that we know that even in moments when we have failed to be faithful, you remain steadfast to who you are. Thank you, Lord, for being our protector and our provider. We pray that you'd be pleased with our songs today, our offering today, and our actions as well. It's in your name that we pray all these things. Amen. Now, our goal today is to be out of here by about 9:30, if you can believe it or not. Pastor, talk a little faster or shorten the notes, perhaps. But I have become convinced in the last couple years of ministry that the weekly sermon, what we get to do, what I have the privilege of doing most Sundays, and others join me as well, most sermons are largely forgettable. They really are. I'll quiz you. What did I preach on last week? Nobody knows. Trick question. How about this, though? What did I preach on 2 weeks ago? Three at least. Good job. You're bold. Yes, it was John chapter 4 that Jesus had to go. Now, it's okay if you didn't know that. If you were here and you go, that's right. It's okay. I think it's okay that sermons are largely forgettable, and here's why. Because part of the sermon, this is one of the things we ask of our elders, we believe our elders do, is that we lead, protect, care for, and feed the congregation. We say feed, we mean that in the spiritual sense, that there would be a sermon that you can chew on, that you can digest, that gives you spiritual energy through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. But this idea of feeding, like meals, you may not remember what you had this past Tuesday. I don't know what I ate on Monday night or Tuesday night, Wednesday night. It's like we ate something. And yes, I know that there are some meals that I love. I can remember Thanksgiving. I can remember maybe a birthday dinner, went to a great restaurant. Generally speaking, I don't remember most of the meals that we eat in our home. But here's what I do know, is that our family is fed. That our kids do not go to bed hungry, that we had meals. And even if I can't tell you exactly what we ate on which day, and maybe you can't tell me exactly what I preached on which day and what was the main point or scripture, it doesn't mean that you weren't nourished and fed and built up. My hope today is that this will be an unforgettable sermon. If most sermons can be forgettable, and I'm okay with that, I hope today is an unforgettable sermon. Not just for the brevity, but because today you are the sermon. It's not going to be me talking. In fact, I've already reached my last points, and so I'm wrapping up. I want to share two verses in conclusion, though. James chapter 2, 14 to 17 says this. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. More succinctly, we read in 1 John 3:18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Christmas is an amazing opportunity for evangelism, for outreach. Surveys, I shared this last year, surveys have been done that the vast majority of people who do not regularly attend church, Christian or not, if they do not regularly attend church, they're statistically incredibly open to attending a Christmas or Christmas Eve church service if they would only be invited. So we have invite cards as you leave today. There's a sign out there that says, bring, build, send. There's some Christmas cards. I'd love for everyone to take one and consider inviting someone. Maybe you know who you're going to invite. It's the person you work with, you see every day. Or maybe you're going to put it in your pocket or on the dash of your car, and you're going to wait, and the Holy Spirit's going to lead you to invite someone. I think either can be great. First-time invitations like that are wonderful opportunities because you can't become a regular attender or a member of a church if you never have a first visit. And I know many of you are evidence to that someone invited you. You saw something posted on Facebook. You saw a friend talk about church, and then they said, hey, why don't you join us? And you wound up here. And while invitations are great, invitations are wonderful, and they might be the seed that leads to some amazing growth, we can invite 100% of Kendallville, 100% of Noble County. I don't know where they're all going to sit, but we can invite them, and it can all be a waste if we don't do what's being prescribed in these two passages from James and 1 John. William Booth once said, you cannot warm the hearts of people with God's love if they have an empty stomach and cold feet. And I think that's true. We can invite people. We are going to have guests that come to our Christmas Eve services. Reminder, we have a new one this year. It'll be on the 23rd, so Christmas Eve Eve, or Christmas Adam, as we've called it at our house, at 6 o'clock, because we've outgrown the two on Christmas Eve proper. But we can invite everyone, but if we invite, and the room is warm, and the coffee is hot, and yet the spirit is cold because people have needs that are not being met, then we've missed an opportunity, and that's not the kind of church we want to be. We have worked with the local schools through our outreach lead, Becky Porter, which you can come on up, Becky. This is maybe our maybe 9th or 10th year doing Love in Action. They got a mic for you right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. That's it. We have 78 families that were recommended or referred from our local schools that might just need some help this holiday season. 78. I think last year we had started with 40. Maybe we ended up with in the 50s-ish. So the need has gone up as prices have increased. It's been a challenging year for a lot of people. And if that's not your story, then praise God. But it is reality for a lot of people. And so when I say today you are the sermon, I mean it. We don't just come and sit and listen and go, that was great, and then leave. Today we're putting our faith to action following the prescription of these two passages. And we're going to do that with Love in Action. What does that mean? What are we doing today, Becky?
Like Mark said, we do have 78 families so far. I am slightly anticipating a few more might be coming in this week. But what we're going to do today, we're going to shop. We're going to go get groceries. On your way out the door, you can grab grocery lists from a couple of my team members. Make sure you just get like one per family to make sure that we have enough. But you can grab your grocery list, head to Walmart. Whatever you feel is on your heart to buy, okay? Just buy whatever you want on the list. You can buy one of everything. You can buy just a couple of one thing, whatever is on your heart. So, but what you're going to do, you're going to check out. We don't know the exact designated lanes, but there is going to be a couple for us there. But you can just check out whatever is convenient for you. And then you can go out the pharmacy side doors, and then there's going to be a trailer, a Fairview trailer. And you can just put all your groceries in there. Make sure you hand the people working or serving your receipt, because we like to tally that up just to know where we're at. Last year was a little over $14,000, so we are so excited. And also, if anyone wants to help serve, we're full for the most part. However, more hands make less work. So if anyone wants to join us today after the services about 1:30, we're going to be unloading the trailer. And then tomorrow we'll be sorting in the evening from 5 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, 6 to 8, we're going to be packing, okay? So, yep, we're going to go. We're gonna take lists, and we're going to go shop.
That's it. You're the sermon today. You are the service. And I know this is an exciting day for our church. And so I'm going to send us out with our, do we have our benediction and blessing that we've used the last, we've used this since the beginning of September. And I want to thank Becky, who has done a phenomenal job. This is a lot of organizing and moving parts. So Becky, thank you for helping us get to today. Very, very important. But we really are. We're going to get up. We're going to head to Walmart and go shopping. And truly, if $20 is your max budget, then praise God for that. And know that the church body coming together, when we all participate together, we can do a really incredible thing for these 80-plus families. And one of the neat things as well is we have actually some regular attenders, members of our church, who their first interaction with Fairview was not an invitation. It was not an online service. It was not coming to church. It wasn't any of these things. Their first interaction with our church was receiving food through the Love in Action food drive. That's why we do this, is we want to meet people's physical needs as well as point them to the one, the only one who can meet their spiritual needs. C.S. Lewis says this. He says, do not waste your time wondering whether you love your neighbor. Act as though you do. Would you stand with me? And I will lead us out with our blessing and benediction today. Church, today, at just 35 minutes into the sermon, you are not leaving. You aren't dismissed. You are being sent. God has called us. Christ goes with us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. So now go by stepping into the abundantly beyond future that God is leading us toward. Amen. We'll see you at Walmart.